This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALS. Okay, guys, fix your radios. Come on, people, fix your radios. Otherwise, the number doesn't come out clear. 1-877-DOCDALI. Honestly, look, I know when your radios malfunction. I'm a little excited today because I think we've reached normalcy. I think we're back to normalcy when it comes to football. Cowboys won. Cowboys crushed. Can I say? Patriots are back. Patriots crushed. Poor Falcons, because I'm a Falcon fan, but I had money on the Patriots, and if they can't, pull that one out, but like they did, then we're in trouble. Very impressive. Bears making one hell of a comeback. I love reliving the 80s. I'm excited about that. I'm going to get some hot pink pants, and tease my hair up and get a Michael Jackson jacket just to watch a couple more Bears games. I'm really, really excited about that. So it was good football. Very, very good football day. Unfortunately, another quarterback broke something. Carson Palmer broke his arm. So he's out for about 8 weeks. We have Aaron Rodgers out, which allows any of us that want to bet against the Packers, some breathing room. But I don't like seeing anybody hurt themselves. Seeing these guys get crushed and, things pop and break, it's sad. And, Aaron Rodgers, he's a fantastic quarterback. He is a phenomenal one. And I'm a little worried, what's he going to be able to do when he, returns and heals up. We talked about clavicle fractures before. But, in terms of at least, finally, the bets I made yesterday paid off, right? And I'm still a little bit under for the season, but I just don't want to win money based on somebody getting hurt. But the Cowboys, I love my Cowboys. They did good. They did good. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, somebody had a 91-hour erection. And rather than being happy about it, he sues. We'll talk about that. I don't think I could be happy about having an erection for 91 hours. We women, we really don't have a clue when it comes to that. We really have stereotypes about you guys and your erections and what you want and what you, hope to achieve. But I think if I had to think like a guy, you just need your erection for the 2.5 minutes you need it for and then be done. That's it. You got better things to do than sit and have a whole 50 Shades of Grey escapade going on, right? You kind of just want to just do what you have to do and be done. So they do need to make like a fast pass Viagra, where it's like, look, okay, you have your Viagra, right? You'll have your erection. You'll be done in about 15 minutes. It allows you to rush your lady, say, look, no time for foreplay, okay, because I only have this for 15 minutes. Honestly, that's what guys want. You think guys like foreplay? They don't. They don't. Women need it. We've talked about sex a lot on this show. Women need foreplay because there's a lot more mental that gets involved than physical. Because remember, the female animal was never really designed to enjoy sex. The female animal was just designed to make a baby and have the baby come out and then just kind of forget about things down there. Women usually don't concentrate a lot below the waist. If they did, they'd never want to get pregnant again because childbirth was so horrible. So we already have mentally in our brains I'm going to kind of blow things off down there. Just going to blow it off. And so we don't sit there and think about things down there. I know on TV shows, I just watched Will and Grace, and I guess they had this scene where girls name their female parts, and we really don't. We don't have names, we don't concentrate on that part of the body as much as we concentrate on other parts of the body. We really worry more about our butt than we do about anything else. You know, how does my butt look? Does it fit? You know, did I have an accident with my period? Look at my butt. Does it look like I bled? Or am I good? So we really obsess about our butts. We don't obsess about that. And so, you know, when, you know, women are like, oh, you know, all right, well, I don't want to, you know, have sex. Okay, you have to understand that there's a lot of mental that has to go on. Okay, you're going to have to pretend to be Michael Fassbender. Or you're going to have to pretend to be Aragorn. Right, that is taking her off to Rivendell. This is just a hypothetical fantasy. I don't know if this works for anybody, but just hypothetically, okay, if you're into the Lord of the Rings, right, that's what you got to do. Otherwise, a lot of times this isn't going to happen. And so that's why Viagra was made. Right, because you kind of need to be in bed a little bit longer than 95 seconds. Unfortunately, with this one person, he had a 91-hour erection. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a woman who suffered from broken heart syndrome after her dog died. We talked about broken heart syndrome and the type of congestive heart failure or cardiomyopathy that can ensue. And unfortunately, she lost her dog. Poor little thing. But went through broken heart syndrome. We'll talk about that. Also very, very heartbreaking is this couple that possibly died in a sympathetic murder-suicide because they got lost after going on a hike. Had no food, no water, sweltering heat. And so they were finally found after months of being gone, 3 months, and we believe that's what happened. They killed themselves. They killed each other and then themselves. The Louisiana jambalaya food poisoning, remember? Looks like there's a second bacteria found. We're going to talk about that. I don't know if it was a side dish to the jambalaya. Not too sure. We're also going to talk about apparently Matt Damon and George Clooney were on Good Morning America, and they opened up about the behavior of Harvey Weinstein and the whole sexual harassment suits. And if you're noticing now in the news, there's a lot of actors and actresses coming out talking about even other producers and other directors and other people in the industry. And George Clooney had said, look, you know, this basically happens in a variety of industries. Every industry has this issue. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about this, but is this society's fault? You know, are we not supposed to have men and women in the same room? Are we putting this on ourselves because we are forcing men and women to work together? And maybe the separation of men and women, you know, albeit very archaic and non-progressive and backwards, you know, to us now, might have been what prevented sexual harassment to the degree that we have it now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, so I know this next segment is not going to be popular with a bunch of people, but I think it's something that has to be said. No one's talking about it, but somebody has to say something. So we've been watching this unfold with Harvey Weinstein, or Weinstein, where this big Hollywood mogul has finally been, I guess, caught with his pants down, where all these actresses and models, etc., are coming forward saying that he allegedly harassed him, wanting a massage, urinated in front of him. I believe somebody claimed he masturbated in front of him. All right, so all this is coming out, and he's not the only one under fire. Now, many people feel, confident and feel safe enough to come out and speak, which is a good thing for women who have been oppressed or for males who have been oppressed or anybody who has ever been a victim of sexual harassment. But nobody's talking about what needs to be talked about. Sexual harassment is on the rise, especially on college campuses. Sexual assault. And what if it's our fault? What if it's the way we're progressing in society that is forcing this to happen? Now, Matt Damon and George Clooney were on Good Morning America. They were interviewed earlier today, and both men, well, it was aired earlier today, I don't know when they were interviewed, both men said that they knew Weinstein was a bully and a womanizer who bragged about betting actresses. But they had no idea about the level of criminal behavior that was occurring behind closed doors in hotels. Damon also confessed that he was aware that Weinstein had sexually harassed Gwyneth Paltrow just before the actress was in the 1996 film of Emma, Jane Austen's Emma. I didn't see that. That sounds like a chick flick. I didn't see it. I did see A Perfect Murder. I thought she was excellent in that. I like her. I think she's a great actress. He said, I knew the story about Gwyneth from Ben Affleck because he was with her after Brad Pitt, so I knew that story. Yeah, apparently Gwyneth Paltrow dated Brad Pitt. She also dated Viggo Mortensen, so I shouldn't be too happy with her because I've had a crush on Viggo Mortensen since Lord of the Rings, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, still good actress. Then I guess she dated Ben Affleck. He said, but I was working with Gwyneth and with Harvey on the 1990 film The Talented Mr. Ripley, which had a very weird ending, can I just say. He then added, I never talked to Gwyneth about it, but Ben told me that whatever or agreement they had come to, there was an understanding, and he treated her incredibly respectful always. Okay? So maybe she probably gave him a butt whooping and told him to back off, or she'll sue. I'm not sure what happened, but whatever. Now, Damon has been under a lot of fire because he didn't speak out against Weinstein originally. And there was concern that he knew this was going on and didn't say anything. And, you know, George Clooney's like, but look, this is in every, you know, industry. He's right about that. Sexual harassment is everywhere. It is. You know, there's harassment. Women harass men, but that doesn't seem to get reported, you know. Do women size up guys, you know, and do they go, oh, nice butt? Do they, you know, smack guys on the butt? They do. That, though, doesn't seem to get reported. So it does happen both sides, all right? And, you know, having been harassed and assaulted, it's not fun, and it's demeaning, and you want to kick the living crap out of the person doing that to you. And it's something that just shouldn't be in the workplace setting at all. But it is, and why? Right, and why is this so prevalent? Okay, what is going on here? Okay, well, one is, okay, you know, you have predators. You have some real, real idiots out there. And you have people that want to take advantage. But then there's the other reasons that, again, aren't very popular that nobody wants to talk about. And in order for us to really dissect this and try to put a stop to sexual harassment in the workplace, we need to have a very, very honest conversation. Okay? Now, I'm not putting any blame on anybody, but these are the different scenarios that have occurred such that we have this big, huge stew or soup of sexual harassment in the workplace, okay? Number one is you have the predators who are idiots, and they will take advantage, and and that's the number one, you know, scenario. Number two is some of these people, these predators, were obliged. And somebody, an actress or somebody said, yeah, I'll do it, fine. Rather than stopping it right then and there, fine. All right, we'll do it. If sleeping with you gets me the part, great. So it works. Then you have others that will manipulate on purpose. Going, now, wait a second, okay? I want to beat out the competition. And so for me to beat out the competition, I'll start turning it up. Now, the innocent person that doesn't want anything to do with it now is in this competition that they never expected to be in. So boss comes over and is like, well, you know, this is your competition. There are other women that want this part. I want you, though. But why should I give it to you if these other women are willing to sleep with me? And now that person has to decide, oh my gosh, you know, do I, you know, sleep with them or not? Some have, some haven't. You know, and it was very, very frustrating for women to who did become successful to shake the stigma of, well, you got here because you slept with somebody. No, I got here because I earned it. So nobody wants to go back to the olden days. Right? Nobody wants to go back to that. We are, it's wonderful to think that, you know, if we made it where we made it because, you know, we deserved it. We had the, you know, we had the goods. We had the talent. But now let's take a step back and see what we just did. We now thrust men and women together in all sorts of situations, on construction sites, on ships, in the military, in hospitals, in in government, etc. All right, which is good. I want women there. I being a woman, yeah, I like having women there. I like being represented. That's great. But has the animal, which the human is, have they evolved to the point where they can handle that yet? No. Animals are designed to have sex with each other. We've talked about this many times. A man and a woman next to each other will trigger sexual feelings. It is innate in our instinct, in our makeup, to if we're next to a man, woman, etc., unless, of course, you're homosexual and you are attracted to that person. If there is somebody that you have a sexual proclivity for, you are going to, when you are next to that sex of that species, get excited and drawn. Humans are animals. Yeah, we dress up, we put clothes on, we drive these big metal, stainless steel, fancy-looking cars. Oh, my God, have you seen the latest Aston Martin? Oh, my God, what is that? It's the, it's gorgeous. I got to look it up. My son showed it to me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, if I could win the lottery, I got to look it up. It's gorgeous. I forget the name of it. I'll look it up because I can't think about it. It's got to be my screensaver. That's what I got to fantasize about because my husband doesn't want me fantasizing about Michael Fassbender, so I'll put, you know, something fancy, a Lamborghini on there or that new Aston Martin. But anyway, so, you know, you're thrusting men and women, you know, together when dressing them up, driving them to work, putting them on a subway, having them sit at a desk next to each other, having them work together, lean over each other, looking at plans or documents, and that's not natural. Now, we could train anybody to do anything. You could train a dog. You could train a woman. You could train a man to not pounce and to keep their sexual feelings, you know, at bay. But is that natural? No, it's not. We're designed to have sex or be attracted to each other. Now, older individuals, once their sex drive drops, no, they're less of a threat. But younger people in their sexual prime that are supposed to be getting pregnant according to nature, it's almost impossible. To think that men and women are working together without there being any sort of sexual tension is very naive. Now, I'm not saying we have women just work with women and men do just work with men, but there has to be some sort of approach where if somebody feels overwhelmed because they are just surrounded by boobs, okay, and they need to concentrate and do their job and they can't, you know, there's only so much therapy can do. He's an animal. She's an animal. So I'm not saying that it's a woman's fault or a man's fault for what happened with Weinstein or what's going on in all these industries, but we need to realize that this type of stupid behavior is going to come with thrusting men and women together to work with each other for hours on end. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
You know, an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Psaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I'm Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So last year, a 61-year-old woman went to the emergency room after reporting that she had severe chest pain. She was not dealing with a heart attack, but after a series of tests, she was determined to have Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. Now, we have talked about Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. I should have given you guys a pop quiz. I did give you guys a pop quiz, but I didn't quiz you on this yet. That is known as broken heart syndrome. And details of her case were reported in this week's New England Journal of Medicine by researchers at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston. The woman, her name Joni Simpson, told the Washington Post that she recently lost her 9-year-old Yorkshire Terrier, Miha. She goes, "I was close to inconsolable. I really took it really, really hard." I don't blame her. So our newest animal, because we have, okay, we've got a snake, we got 4 kitty cats, right? We talk about Shakaboo, Zai Zi, Snowball, and Snappy. Okay, so we got 4 cats, and we got Apollo, and Apollo's old. And I don't know how much longer we're going to have Apollo. He can barely walk, but he's not in pain, and he's happy, and he still poops. Like, you know, as long as they're pooping pretty good, they're good. And then we got little Uzi. Hey, Uzi. She's a little Bichon. And she is an Uzi. I took her to the groomer yesterday, so she got her tushy clean. Okay, I didn't realize this. She's a baby dog. They asked me if I wanted to pay an extra 11 bucks to brush her teeth. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, because I'm really big on dental health, you know, going, look, guys, everybody's got to do their water pick and dental floss. I go, oh, you're going to clean Uzi's teeth? And my husband's like, you don't spend $11 to clean baby teeth. They're baby teeth. They took you. And I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? You took me? Because Uzi was not happy. She was not smiling yesterday. She did not like, well, I know she didn't like the tushy glands. I guess they cleaned out the tushy glands. And so I know her tushy was a little swollen. And, you know, it's a place that's a very, it's a big, huge franchise. I don't want to say because I don't want to insult them, but they're a big franchise. But I guess they tried to sell me on toothbrushing. Unless I'm wrong, do you want to brush your? I mean, when you have a baby kid, you want to brush his teeth because you don't want their gums rotting. I still think it's a good idea to brush your teeth. But if they did really screw me over on that one, that was $11 I could have used to put more money on the Cowboy game. But anyway. So anyway, little Uzi is all happy and her tushy all clean. You know, she's just Uzi. But yeah, I don't know what I would do if she left me. I don't know what I would do. Although I have to admit, the 3 hours she was at the groomers, gosh, it was peaceful. I didn't have to yell. I didn't have to clean up pee-pee house. Nobody was taking my shoe. Nobody was chewing on my earbuds. Kind of was a little relaxing. That's why you always need a break from your kids. You really do. Just shove them in daycare or something, because honestly, you really need that few-hour break. So I want to take her to the groomer, not because I want her teeth brushed or I want to spend the money, but it was really nice having that little break in the house. But anyway, so she comes back. I'm like, oh, baby, Uzi. But God forbid anything happens to her. I couldn't. I've had animals die, you know, when they aged out, and it's horrible. And then little Bake, who died when the years ago, remember all that pet food was giving cats and dogs renal failure? So we had 2 cats, Shake and Bake. Shake's still around. Lord, is he around, and boy, is he grumpy. But Bake died. Bake was only 3 years old when he died. And that was very, very sad. But anyway. So, she ended up going into Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And details of her case were reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. And broken heart syndrome ends up causing a stress cardiomyopathy. It looks just like a heart attack, right? According to the American Heart Association. But the key difference is there's no evidence of blocked arteries with someone with broken heart syndrome. Simpson's coronary arteries were normal. And women are more likely to suffer from broken heart syndrome. Remember what happened with Carrie Fisher and then her mom, Debbie Reynolds. Carrie Fisher had a heart attack, and then her mom died a day later. Her mom died of a stroke, but again, it could be from the stress of and all kind of a part of cardiomyopathy. So, the key difference, they said there's no evidence of blocked arteries. Women are more likely than men to get this. According to Harvard Medical School, more than 90% of reported cases involve women between the ages of 58 and 75, which is why, remember there was a study years ago saying if a woman loses her husband, that first week could be the deadliest. And her risk of dying that week after her husband dies is astronomical. And what's very interesting is in many religions, you have family that basically hang around the loved ones for a week. In Judaism, we have Shiva, where you sit Shiva and you sit in your house, basically, and everybody comes to feed you and help you clean and keep you company. And sometimes you're like, everybody get the hell out. But it's to, again, to be there for you to help decrease the burden and decrease the stress because, you know, you're alone. And so, you know, many religions do that already because it's a very, very dangerous time. All right. Now, Italian scientists are reporting a patient who sweats blood. I'm looking right now at this lady where as she sweats, it looks blood-tinged to me. It's a 21-year-old woman who entered a medical ward following 3 years of bleeding from her palms and face. No cuts, and nothing seemed to trigger her bleeding episodes. Her condition was so bad that she isolated herself, had depression, and panic disorder. And I believe this was in Florence, Italy. And Florentine doctors diagnosed her with hematohidrosis. It's a rare condition of blood sweat. But doctors do not know what causes the condition. Some are very skeptical as to the existence. An analysis of the patient's skin turned up nothing abnormal. And apparently, there has been cases of this dating back to Aristotle in the 3rd century B.C. and throughout the Middle Ages. The condition has religious undertones, given its association with a religious relic called the Veil of Veronica, a cloth imprinted with Jesus' face. Still, the commentary continues, and in 2012, a dermatology textbook said the disorder has not been confirmed scientifically. Michael Schalsberg, hematologist at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, told the CBC that the case was most unusual. Medical historian reviewed 42 medical articles on the condition since 1880. She noticed that almost half of those articles are from the last 5 years, but still many doubt the condition's existence. They said, ironically, for an increasingly secular world, the long-standing association of hematohidrosis with religious mystery can make its existence harder to accept. Now, Italian scientists decided to treat the patient with a beta blocker, and called propranolol, and it worked. It didn't stop the bleeding completely, but it worked. Now, you know, when I look at this, it you do see blood. You know, it's more blood tinged, but it's you know, because the other thing I'm, you know, you're thinking is, well, maybe it, you know, the sweat has components to it that have a red hue. No, it looks like blood. Which means it could be an inflammation of the sweat glands, where the sweat glands are activated, they release blood. You have two sweat glands, you got the eccrine and the apocrine glands, so it'd be interesting to know which ones, but, you know, does she bleed from her underarms as well as the face? You know, so there's depending on where the glands are. So I would probably treat her with steroids. I love steroids. I just not the anabolic steroids, but the ones where we treat people to decrease the inflammation. Yeah, we don't want to build up muscle and yeah, whatever. But I would wonder if a course of steroids calms it down. Just, you know, for poops and giggles, why not? But very, very interesting stuff and scary for people, you know. For any of you that have medical conditions and you're embarrassed by them, there's always something more embarrassing out there. There's people that pee on themselves. There's people that have chronic, you know, diarrhea. There's people that have chronic farting. There's people that have, I don't know, halitosis, bad breath. You know, consider yourself lucky. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. Trump plans to release classified JFK documents. It's like, wow, where did this come from? Wowee. And I'm very fascinated with the history of JFK. I like to study the medical history of presidents. I just like history in general. And, you know, losing this president, it was, you know, such a shock. People still cry when they remember, you know, the actions that happened that day and what they were doing that day. Just like I remember what I was doing when President Reagan was shot. I was in the, I believe I was in the fourth grade. And I remember one of the kids in class, Tracy, coming up, telling my teacher, Mrs. Bade, and Mrs. Bade going, oh my God. And I'm like, what happened? And then everybody's talking about how the president was shot, and we didn't know if he was going to live. And it was very, very scary. And, you know, when you're a leader, and, you know, of your country, and someone that you look up to gets taken down, you really feel vulnerable. Well, President Donald Trump said this weekend that he intends to allow the release of classified government documents about the assassination of President JFK, subject to the receipt of further information, unquote. Trump's tweet comes as he is, I guess, staring down an October 26 deadline set in law by Congress mandating the public release of the still-secret documents, including FBI and CIA files, barring any action by the president to block the release of certain documents. He said, subject to the receipt of further information, I will be allowing this president the long-blocked and classified JFK files to be opened up, Trump said. I'm like, why weren't these released years ago in other administrations? That's my question. A White House official told reporters that the president believes that these documents should be made available in the interest of full transparency unless agencies provide a compelling and clear national security or law enforcement justification otherwise. The White House said in a statement to Politico earlier this week that the White House was working to ensure that the maximum amount of data could be released to the public by next week's deadline. All right. So, I guess I remember now. Wow. During the campaign, Trump had made a claim that, I guess, Senator Ted Cruz was associated with Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. And I guess, according to CNN, he never apologized for that. I forget when that happened. I need to look up. When did that happen? I remember that happening where when Trump and Ted Cruz were going at each other, they brought that up. And I guess there's this claim that President Lyndon B. Johnson was involved in Kennedy's assassination, and that was something that really piqued my interest. Not this claim, but years ago, the footage was released. I told you guys about this on my show many, many years ago, where there's a news site had released the footage of the broadcast by Walter Cronkite that spanned 2-3 hours. So when you watch this, it was like you were back in 1963. You were watching a soap opera. You start seeing the soap opera, and then it immediately goes into the news. And they go, look, you know, there's been an incident, you know, with JFK. I want to find that footage and get that for you guys, that audio, so you guys could hear some of it. And so initially, they were like, all right, you know, there's something happened. We'll keep you guys posted. And then it's, okay, he's okay. You know, doctors are administering care. And, you know, now we're like, well, wait a second. If his face was blown off, how was he okay? But I understand they had to, you know, back then they could tell the public whatever they wanted to. You know, there really wasn't going to be as much backlash. But while I'm watching this, apparently JFK was supposed to be driving to this big luncheon. And you see the people waiting, and you see the people talking, and everybody dressed nice. And, you know, so you see the feed go back and forth between the soap opera, between where he was supposed to go for the luncheon, and then Walter Cronkite. And so you're watching this. And as the reporters and as we're getting feed and information, they were talking about how President Lyndon B. Johnson's car was so lucky to have slowed down just moments before. Because if that didn't happen, he could have very easily been shot, too. So everyone's like, oh, my gosh, thank God, you know, because, wow, I don't know what miracle that happened, but Lyndon B. Johnson's, car slowed down. And then you're like, well, why? Did they know something? You know, so then you start to like, what's going on here? And then while they're talking and again, I'm not trying to perpetuate any conspiracies, but this is the footage that you're watching. So it's basically like watching the news. Forget if it was ABC or CBS, you know, just like watching the news. And they talk about how, and they brought it up a couple times, how it was, Lyndon B. Johnson was so lucky that his car slowed down before this even happened. And then you're like, well, why did the car slow down? And then they were talking about how in Texas they really love Lyndon B. Johnson. And how Lyndon B. Johnson, you're like, well, you know, so he has a lot of friends there. He has a lot of, and so while you're watching this, and I never expected Lyndon B. Johnson to be involved. And they weren't trying to make it sound like that. But when you start putting these facts together, you're like, whoa. You know, and Lyndon B. Johnson wasn't really, you know, close to JFK because JFK won the nomination over him, that if that was one of the theories or conspiracy theories, no wonder it was entertained. Now, of course, historians say, no, even though Lyndon B. Johnson was a suspect, they ruled that out almost immediately. There was no way he was involved. All right. Well, so was Lee Harvey Oswald. So, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald, fine. He was involved. Let's hear what he has to say. And he was shut up very quickly when Ruby shot him. So, something's not right. Now, would the documents even have that? If that was the case, okay, if there was something that big in terms of a conspiracy theory, would it even still be in the documents? No, because Lyndon B. Johnson was president for plenty of years to be able to correct any documents if there were. So I don't think we're going to see something like that. But it's interesting that, you know, we'll find out what is in there. There may have been some missteps with the CIA. There might have been, you know, a lot of interesting scoop. What benefits Trump with releasing this is, one, the whole transparency thing, and two, it's a nice shield, right? It's a nice screen. I like we use in football. This is a nice screen. While the media is going to be jumping on JFK evidence or anything in these secret documents, I think something big is going to happen with Congress or tax reform or something, because I think this is providing a screen. But it's or even if it's not intended to, if they need to drop a bombshell, and Trump usually likes to, you know, drop some doozies, this would be a good time to do it. All right. So they say historians who have studied the assassination do not believe the documents will lead to any bombshell new conclusions in the Kennedy assassination, but the documents could shed more light on facets of the investigation and Oswald's mysterious trip to Mexico City weeks before the assassination. Some have expressed concerns that the documents could be embarrassing to Mexico and damaging to U.S.-Mexico relations. Apparently there were a lot of different people that wanted JFK dead. You know, so there's, they looked at mafia, they looked at a whole variety of things. There was also theories that the CIA and mob were working together. I mean, my gosh, so there's going to be more questions than not. Many of you have asked if there was a second shooter. You know, the way the bullets, you know, they're like, you know, one hit the neck, but then the other hit the head, and it looks like they came from two different projectiles. I don't know if that would be in there as well, but I wouldn't be surprised. Something this big a job to leave it to only one person in a library? You wonder. You would think there was a backup plan. It's a shame, but may he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.